Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. Our guest today has been our feature CD all week, and we've been enjoying the music, and the CD came to me in a very unusual way. And I'm so thrilled that it did because we got a chance to make sure that we got a hold of some Memphis talent and University of Memphis alum, Rudy Scheidt School of Music alum. Well, not alum, still a student. And he's here with us to talk about it. Taylor Daniels in the studio with us. This new CD is called Color of Love. No, Color of You. Taylor Daniels. Taylor, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, hey, man. Glad to be here.
I appreciate you coming by, and I really appreciate the CD, too, man. This is really nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We've heard a lot from people as we've been playing. And when we make it sort of a policy to make sure we say, and that was Memphis music when we play it. And, you know, this one, when I opened up, the unusual circumstance of me getting my hands on it was that I went to get my dental checkup.
Oh, yeah. My mom works in a dental hygienist's office on Walnut Grove in Highland. So.
Yeah, Dan Meadows. I told Dan Meadows that I called him the greatest dentist in the history of teeth.
Well, I mean, I'm not an authority, but he's pretty great. My mom has a glowing review, so.
Yeah, but your mom has glowing reviews of you, too, though. But Sharon was the first one to say, Sharon said, Malvin, you know Taylor's got a CD out. No, I didn't.
Yeah, so yeah. Well, my mom suffers from chronic humility, so it's
she's so sweet.
Yeah,
but once Sharon broke the ice and she broke out the CD, then I found out about you.
Yeah, and then my mom called and she said, "We gave your CD to somebody," and I'm like, "Who is it?" And she goes, "I'm not sure, but we gave it to somebody, and I think he's important." And I said, "Okay, well, hey, get back to me on that."
Well, we got it. I get a lot of music from people. You know, everybody's doing something around here, and everybody's trying to, and everybody's stuff is good to them, and I'll put it like that. But not everybody's
euphemism.
Stuff is actually good, you know, that good to be, especially for airplay. But then when I opened it up and I looked at it, we put it in the CD in the CD player on the way back from the office.
Yeah,
and opened it up, and my wife looked at it. She said, "Tom Leonardo's on there." Well, yeah, I see that. And then Ekpe is on there. Reed McCoy and Nico Lira. I'm like, wait a minute. This is Memphis stuff here.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you put this together, man?
Well, I mean, I'm from here. My first house was on Patterson, so I'm true Memphian. And I, over the years, I started about high school trying to do jazz more specifically, you know, and just through the course of things, I've been able to meet a lot of people. It just kind of happened over time, you know, saying I've been here in the community for so long. Nico, for instance, The Color of You, the main track, Nico co-wrote that with me. That's the first song I ever wrote. That was when I was 15. We were sitting in Cotton Row, and he's just helped me out because I didn't play piano well enough, and so I was trying to find somebody to help me put these ideas in my head into actual chord structures and actual songs. And so, you know, just one way or another, getting out there and meeting people at fairs, meeting people at restaurants, going to hear them, just kind of being annoying, but not too annoying, trying to push your foot in the door, you know?
Yeah.
And they've all been really receptive, so.
That's the way to do it, though. I mean, you have to be out there. You have to be a part of what you're trying to be.
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine told me, they said, if you don't feel annoying, you're not getting it. Like, you know, you got to feel a little bit pestering to people. But the polite kind, you know, and Tom Leonardo, he's a great friend. He's been helping me out, you know, especially since I've been trying to get more established and get working a little more in town. Yeah. You know, he's been very kind of help me out and kind of show me the ropes and everything. But they're all just great guys. And I'm telling, it was a hoot in the studio, too.
Yeah, Larry Gooch on there playing bass. I mean, all these guys, man.
What that name, man?
Larry Gooch. Drums. Yeah, Larry Gooch. Mike Adams, Jimmy Arnold. Bob Westbrook, Lauren Mola, that's beautiful. That mix in with her, Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bob Westbrook has been my vocal coach for years and years over at the Shack by the Track, as he calls it. And he's been an integral part of it. And Lauren, I went to Briarcrest High School, proud alum of the Saints. And Lauren actually is a senior there this year. And I'd just been singing with her for a few years. She's such a delightful friend, and I just knew she had a wonderful voice, and she was perfect for the song because of the airiness in her tone. And so I asked her to do it, and she was kind enough to lend a hand.
All right, on. Kirk Smothers on here as well. Steve Cobb on there. And the idea of Briarcrest too, what you said as far as being there. You know, we were talking about that when the New York Voices came to Memphis,
yeah,
and they were hosted by Briarcrest, and we got a chance to help promote the show.
Yeah,
and also got a chance to be there too. I enjoyed the heck out of that.
Yeah, man, they were crazy.
And I heard you. I heard one voice. I did not know you were part of that group at the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. My junior and senior year, and it's still going strong without me. And I'm a very proud alumni. I'm at all their functions. But Briarcrest has a great music department, and the New York Voices is a real showcase for that. You know, I mean, bringing in a group of that caliber, you know, that just says all you need to know about the school. And I was blessed, you know, when I started off in college doing music, I would not have been able to, I would have sunk rather than swam if I hadn't been at Briarcrest. They really helped prepare me for that. Yeah. And that still influenced me in jazz, because you got to know what you're doing, you know?
Yeah. Well, like we were saying earlier, you know, we're talking about real music. You
yeah,
know?
But apparently not everybody does it. I don't know.
But this is the CD, the choice of songs as well. Some of these, some of the most popular, most famous songs. It took a lot of nerve to sing these songs, you know, it's like Muhammad Ali, you know, I'm the greatest, and then he could back it up. You picked some good tracks, and you backed it up.
Thank you.
What was the choice? What was the idea between the choice of tracks?
Well, hold on, let me see that. You know, the songs, I actually took a time to be real artisty and moody and, like, really brood over it and think about it. The truth is, I love jazz as the musical component of it. It's beautiful, but also as a singer, and I've told all my friends this for years, you know, there is an extra component that standards are just so artfully crafted. It's just a pleasure as a vocalist to have the additional, in addition to the music, to have the component of just such wonderfully crafted lyrics. People still write great songs today, but I feel like it was more common practice back then, maybe. So, you know, for instance, When I Fall in Love and Then I Get Along Without You Very Well, those are 5 and 6 back to back, because When I Fall in Love is a very almost naive and kind of young sort of love song, expecting love and expecting good things, and it kind of epitomized youth. And then I Get Along Without You Very Well is kind of the heartbreak, and I thought they were kind of the opposite ends. And so that is one insight. I wanted to be able to show both, you know, the youthful optimism of love approaching, and then the kind of heartbreak and a little more maturity added of, you know, when love has passed. And so that's kind of in a microcosm, the whole album. I wanted to be able to get songs, you know, life makes you happy, life makes you sad, life makes you thoughtful, life makes you want to, you know, kick up and dance a little bit. And so I was hoping to add a little bit of everything to the album.
Right on. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We are talking to Taylor Daniel, one of the upcoming artists, a new artist in the Memphis scene. Color of You is the name of his CD. It's just been released. It's our feature CD all this week, and it's really great singing and great musicianship. Some of the best musicians in town. Even saw Ikpe on that CD.
Oh, yeah,
doing
man.
Percussions.
And after about 30 minutes of making sure I had his name right, we got to work in the studio.
Well, this is outstanding, though. And another thing, too, is the recording quality is so cool. You recorded this at Grove Studios?
Mm-hmm. The Grove Studios is a part of Hope Presbyterian Church in the greater Memphis area, and they're great. They really view it at the church as a kind of ministry opportunity, and it's a very affordable and unbelievably professional environment. I've been blessed to record at Capitol Records at a bunch of different locations, and all that just to say that this studio is fantastic. It stacks up with anything.
Wow. Again, you know, the some of the hidden treasures around Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of character to the town if people kind of get into and explore it a little bit. And I think the Grove is a great example of that. And I was asking my engineer if he's going to hang my CD up, and he said he would, but he wasn't going to pay for it. And I wasn't sure if I'm going to give him a free one. So.
Well, you know, I've talked about it with Dr. Randa and some others about Memphis recordings. You know, people like Ringo Starr and will ease into Memphis and go to somewhere and record and ease back out. Nobody ever knew they came. Also, lots of people like that come through here to record.
Yeah, John Mayer's had a lot of edits done in Memphis, all that kind of stuff. People still trust us.
Yeah. Well, this is outstanding, though, man. And you know, another thing, too, is the idea that you got a CD together. I mean, that's not, man, do you know how many people try to do that?
Yes. Oh, man. Well, it's a process. I understand. You kind of feel like, oh, it won't be a big deal. You get in the studio, but you got a lot of different people to pay for. And, you know, I wanted to. You have to respect the musicians and respect everybody else, like respect their time and understand, you know, pay them appropriately and get everything together. And I was blessed to have all these guys together because, I mean, they, you know, they're such great musicians that once they got in there, you know, you kind of give them the outline and we kind of talk through the form and then they just make it come to life, you know, and give it all these different shades. And that's something that I was blessed to really surround myself with.
Did you write all the tracks out or did you have them written out or did you guys do this off the...
Well, you know, sometimes just taking fake books and stuff, working on with Finale and basic programs like that. Yeah. You know, I got a little help from Bob doing the piano on a couple of the tracks and stuff and different arrangements and, you know, by arrangements meaning being specific about the form, you know, hey, try a drum fill here, we're going to give so-and-so. Yeah. Actually, this is a good thing I wanted to talk about. The idea of the CD, it's great, but it's just, it's not meant to be earth-shattering. It's meant to, you know, enjoy standards, enjoy the craft that you're given. And so what we try to do is go through, you know, maybe once, usually through the form, pay homage to the composer and the actual tune itself, sing it pretty straight, then give somebody 8/16 to kind of play around, show their stuff, you know, and then come back later and just do it again, because that's the kind of the beauty of jazz as far as I can tell. You know, you just try something different. Everybody's not going to judge you for being different. They're going to applaud you for it, you know. And so interject yourself into the mix a little bit.
Yeah, improvisation takes skill and training too. How long have you been singing, man? When did you start singing?
I started in about fourth grade. I was doing musical theater and stuff like that, and then about freshman year of high school is when I really got into the jazz kind of. And Harry Connick Jr. and Mike Bublé were a big part of that vocally for me. Yeah. Ella Fitzgerald came along real quick after, because I mean, yeah, she's just first lady of song. She's incredible. And Billie Holiday, other people coming on. Actually, my dad gets credit for that because he is a huge jazz fan. And I was growing up all the time in his car listening to Dave Brubeck, John Coltrane, Miles Davis. And so instrumental jazz is what I heard first. Yeah. And then it kind of fused with singing, which I was already doing, to realize, oh, there's a whole vocal component to this.
Wow. Improvisation. And you know, the guys that you mentioned, they're sort of bringing back the style of singing that what you're talking about. I'm so thrilled that you are doing this too. You're helping to maintain. Dean Martin's daughter was here. Dina Martin was here.
Oh, hey.
And we got a chance to see her over at Ave Maria House, I believe. It was over at at the church. Yeah, and got a chance to talk with her and everything. We talked about her dad and the guys, his contemporaries, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and all those guys. And we talked about the lyricists like Johnny Mercer and those guys. It's like, it's not, they're like, it's not around anymore. And, you know, not to say that there was no such thing. Michael Bublé is a good singer, and the guy is fantastic. Got an outstanding voice, and he's got a great band behind him. But who's going to write those tracks, and how do we maintain it? And the idea of talking with Dina was that, man, I don't know. You know, how are we going to figure out who's going to keep things going? And then here you come.
Well, I tell you, and that's a high compliment, and I appreciate it. But I, you know, for Color of You, it's the title track of the album. That's the first song I ever wrote when I was 15. And it's probably the most standard-esque song out of any of them. And that's probably a lot because Nico helped form it with me and Steve Cobb also. But, you know, the thing is, honestly, that's why I added the 10th track, the Color of You, because it's just a kind of a radio edit to make it sound more old-fashioned, because it's so standard-esque that I kind of picture it as that song in the time period that it was based on. Like, that's how it would sound similar to if it were actually sandwiched between a Billie Holiday and an Ella Fitzgerald. But I tell you, I did this thing in high school. I was blessed to be the top tenor in the Grammy Jazz Ensemble's choir 3 years in a row, and we were performing out in Los Angeles at Grammy Week and a bunch of places. And I have to say, I do not worry about the future of jazz now, because those people, there was a big band, a combo, and a choir, four guys and four girls, and it was all high school students, and these people are crazy. I have a lot of friends now a lot of them are at Manhattan School of Music, New School, Juilliard, you know, USC, Berkeley, all these kinds of places. And I just, it really did a lot to assuage me and kind of make me feel okay about it, you know, like jazz is, it's staying strong, man, because there are some amazing monsters of like musicians out there, and they're just committed to it.
Right on.
And that's infectious, man. I mean, I'm sure that's bitten you too, just seeing how committed everybody from Coltrane to Davis to Ella Fitzgerald, I mean, like, they just wanted to like do their craft, man.
That was it. They lived it.
And, yeah.
And you can tell it in the music.
Starving artists defined, you know. I think there was a story. I think it was John Coltrane. I may be wrong. Maybe pressure the interview, so don't quote me on it. But they were practicing Sonny Rollins, and I think it was Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane. Rollins. They were practicing up in New York, and they were kind of starving, real hungry. And one of them just goes, hey, man, like, let's quit practicing for a minute. Like, let's go find some crackers or something. He just said, keep practicing, man. Keep practicing.
Starve or die.
The fire of, like, jazz pioneers and of jazz musicians has always been one of the things that's kept me so intrigued about it, you know, and kind of lit my own flame a little bit.
Gig or die. That's what I was thinking. Was saying. Well, there's always a time gets short when it's time for us to get into a good conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But once again, Taylor Daniel, the new CD is Color of You. Now, where can people pick it up, Taylor?
Well, actually, it's getting on iTunes. We're uploading it right now, so it should be up actually later on in the week. You can type in Taylor Daniel and look for it there. Stick with it, because Taylor Lautner from Twilight's middle name is Daniel, and it's been causing me all kinds of grief. But he
and it's Daniel without an S.
Yes,
it's
no Daniel. S. Common misconception, actually. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. And then you can email me at taylordanielmusic@gmail.com, and I have a Facebook page at facebook.com/taylordanielmusic, and we have a player on there for people to listen to it on their own, and they can get in touch with me about getting physical copies and also about emailing me about gigging or anything like that, and we can get in touch with you that way. And we're setting up my website right now, so it may not be up, but it will be in the future, so keep coming, and it's taylordanielmusic.com.
Right on. Taylor Daniel, Color of You, Memphis Music, and University of Memphis.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Taylor, thank you so much for coming by and talking.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure.
All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.